Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we also want to talk about, it's making headlines, Steve, and we want to bring some perspective into this, is the president just announced that he wants to close Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. And this is something that he said early on in his administration that he wanted to do when he first, you know, was elected, and he actually, I believe, ran his campaign on closing, Cuba down. And he's actually wants to bring it to pass. I want you to watch this as you get informed on what's happening right now.
The Guantanamo Bay Detention Center inspires jihadists, hurts America's relationship with her allies, and must be closed. That from President Obama today as he released his much-anticipated plan to close Guantanamo. Senior White House officials say images of Gitmo detainees wearing those orange jumpsuits continue to show up in jihadist recruiting videos, undermining national security. Right now, 91 terrorists are being held at Guantanamo. That's down from nearly 250 when Obama took office. 35 are waiting to be transferred to other countries. 10 are moving through the military commission process. And the rest continue to be reviewed periodically to see if they continue to pose a significant threat to the U.S. The president wants to move the remaining 30 to 60 detainees to U.S. soil. His national security team has identified 13 possible locations, including existing federal prisons and current military bases.
As Americans, we pride ourselves on being a beacon to other nations, a model of the rule of law. But 15 years after 9/11, 15 years after the worst terrorist attack in American history, we're still having to defend the existence of a facility and a process where not a single verdict has been reached in those attacks. Not a single one.
There is some bipartisan support for closing Gitmo. Senator John McCain has been a longtime supporter of the idea. Still, Congress has blocked the administration from moving any detainees to the U.S. President Obama says Americans shouldn't be concerned, though, because American courts have already handled many high-profile terrorism cases, while American prisons are currently holding many terrorists securely.
Terrorists like Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who tried to blow up an airplane over Detroit, Faisal Shahzad, who put a car bomb in Times Square, and Zohar Zaniev, who bombed the Boston Marathon, they were all convicted in our Article III courts and are now behind bars here in the United States.
The president is already catching criticism from some groups who say instead of closing Guantanamo Bay, he's simply changing its zip code. Meanwhile, others say closing Guantanamo will keep intelligence officials from questioning captured terrorists because they'll request a lawyer as soon as they're detained. Stay tuned to CBNNews.com as this story continues to unfold. For CBN News, I'm Jennifer Wishon in Washington.
Think about this. Really? Closing Guantanamo. Think about this. You know, you have to start thinking, you know, was this on his mind when he began to open, you know, the relationships with Cuba, and that here we are giving away Guantanamo, you know, and this is what the House Speaker says. House Speaker Paul Ryan said, speaking of the president's proposal, that it fails to provide taxpayers with critical details required by law, including the exact cost and location of the alternative detention facility center. And it's true. I mean, think about it. So what are we doing? Changing the zip code from it being in Cuba to detaining them on American soil. These are terrorists, Steve. Terrorists that have done harm against the United States that we've captured, that some of them from 9/11.
That's right.
And we want to bring them on American soil, and then the president would try to advocate
their release.
Not only their release, but to say that the existence of Guantanamo Bay basically incites more, you know, jihad and puts our security at risk. I would say, and I think many would agree, that what puts our nation at risk is the porous border that we have with Mexico.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about what's going on with the border in Canada, but just Mexico alone. These are the things that we have to do to shore up the safety for all Americans. It's one of the biggest responsibilities of the President of the United States.
Protect the borders.
Protect the borders and keep Americans safe.
And what we're seeing is what we've talked about before is you're seeing people come through their borders they're finding out what we talked about in reports is that because they don't have, they want to get them basically like a conviction, but then they can't get them a court date, so then they release them.
Right.
So then they make it through, and then if they do get caught, then they end up getting released. And if they are convicted of, you know, from prior terrorist acts, then they are in Guantanamo Bay. Now they're going through the process of getting to American soil, and you're seeing this flood of these types of individuals coming into the States, whether it's through the borders or whether it's through now Guantanamo. And it's like, that's.
Listen, I think we have a long history of acting, you know, humanely. Of course, there are situations and circumstances that, mm-hmm. contradict that statement. But overall, I would dare say that we would treat anyone we have captured far better than, let's say, how Iran treats Americans that are captured. Pastor Saeed, who was beaten and all kind of torturous things that he went through in Evin prison. But here, these are terrorists. You know,
exactly.
I remember not long ago there was a big discussion on the waterboarding whether this was, you know, horrible now, and, you know, how could we do this to people to extract information? We're fighting against a radical ideology that says that empowers people that follow this radical Islam, right? Portions of Islam that say, I am willing to detonate a bomb and kill myself for the purpose of destroying other people. Think about this. Someone who's willing to give their life. I think we need to keep this person under close watch, and we need to do whatever necessary to be able to extract information to keep other citizens safe. But to bring them now into our homeland, to bring them on American soil, I just don't think that's the wisest thing for us to do at this moment. And this is something that requires prayer. You know, again, we're looking at all these layers